Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. You can hear the podcast, Johnny Ken On Demand, posted after 4 o'clock. Same show, and you can hear everything you missed.
Thank How's you, your health today? A lot of stuff on health matters. I don't know why that happened, but it did. We'll begin with the breaking story from the Ghoul Pool. Jim Brown, the great NFL running back, also a great college star, passed away at the age of 84. Jim Brown appeared on the John and Ken show several times back in the 1990s. So John might remember that. He had an anti-gang group called Ameri Ken, and he came on the show to talk about what, you know, really was a terrible scourge in Southern California there, especially in the mid-90s, early 90s, which gang violence was really rampant. That's the period we like to refer to when the El Segundo Times rolls out its usual, oh, it's not as bad as it was in the 90s, the crime rates. And they pull out the homicide numbers. And yeah, gang crime was rampant back then. He played 9 seasons only in the NFL. Oh, by the way, he was 87 before he retired, kind of young, only at the age of like 30. And then eventually got into acting and then eventually... he got into this anti-gang violence group that he formed. It was also a big part of the civil rights movement. Although this part caught my eye in ESPN's story about him. Despite his involvement in the community, Brown had several run-ins with the law after his NFL career. He went on trial for assault and battery in 1965 after an 18-year-old accused him of giving her whiskey and forcing her to have sex. He was accused of throwing a model from a balcony in 1968. Acquitted of assaulting a man after a traffic accident in 1969, fined and spent a day in jail after beating up a golfing partner. He was also charged with rape, sexual battery, and assault in 1985. The charges were later dropped, and the next year he was arrested for allegedly beating his fiancée. And in 1999, he was convicted of smashing the window of his wife's car. So as you can see, like any human being, there was the good and the not so good in the life of Jim
Brown.
There's
a lot going on there. Actually, I either didn't know or didn't remember any of the legal problems there.
I had heard that he was known to have a temper, but I didn't
apparently,
follow this,
yeah, right.
this career.
I'm just glad in...
again, could it be the concussion thing? I don't know. But
I'm just glad that in our interactions with him that we did not trigger anything.
He was very nice, although I remember him sitting there very straight-faced. He wasn't particularly friendly, and he was very businesslike,
right?
I guess, is an approach in the interviews that
but
we did with him.
He really put a lot of work into the organizations that he was connected
he
with.
He did.
It wasn't virtue signaling. You could tell he really felt it. And maybe that was his way of trying to channel all the anger. And who knows where the anger came from. I don't know anything about his childhood and background, but usually that kind of anger, that kind of trigger comes from some source.
Yeah, and he apparently did have quite an impact on young people, particularly in L.A. when he got involved in these gang groups. So I don't have a number for the ghoul pool. I mentioned it, but I don't. This news just broke. So.
Zero.
It is zero.
That's a zero there.
Yeah, some people do their homework and find out who's older, and they pick him. I mean, he was 87, and he's well-known, obviously.
A lot of people don't.
But a lot of people
don't. They don't do the preparation, the hard work.
But it just takes one person that works. But you only make three picks. That's the problem.
Yeah, you got to play to win.
Also on the topic of health is Dianne Feinstein. Of course, I have to admit this.
But
John has nothing to do with the Hack in a Dumpster Committee. That's the group that meets every week to decide whether or not there's somebody that's worthy of the dumpster or even Satan's Lake of Fire. I had to veto them. They wanted to throw her in. I just thought that was terrible.
Who did?
The committee.
The committee?
If you came to the meetings, and they're virtual now, we wear masks.
I don't come to the meetings because those are the type of people on the committee.
Well, the mob members are a lot of the committee, so you can imagine that they're...
They got to go back to Ukraine.
That they're really hyped up. And
I wouldn't have wanted to... fit on her either.
Right.
Good point. Yes.
That is a little rough.
The revelation this week that shingles really took a toll on her beyond, just the fact that she was gone for 3 months.
And you know what? It's clear, as always, the staff was lying about her condition all those months. It was much worse than they let on to. They always gave the impression that she was just around the corner, going to be back very soon. She's happily recovering at home. And, that was completely false. I mean, encephalitis, I read today.
That's a swelling of the brain.
Yeah, but it's caused by a brain infection.
Right.
She got a brain infection. I don't remember that phrase being used.
A complication from shingles, yeah.
Yeah, well, she ended up with facial paralysis.
Right.
And some strange syndrome I never heard of.
Ramsey-Hunt syndrome.
Yes, Ramsey-Hunt.
Her eyelid and face appear to droop.
Mm-hmm.
Partial paralysis and common for people who have shingle rashes on their face to suffer from that.
And
it says here a number of viruses and bacteria can cause infections that lead to encephalitis, and one of them is the shingles virus, which is the varicella zoster virus. It's chickenpox.
That's an ugly name, varicella zoster. That sounds like something
God
bad.
Bless you.
It can cause reduced cognition.
No.
Changes in personality, impaired memory, and confusion. Did Biden get an attack of the shingles too?
Not that I know of.
Looks like it would cover him as well.
Yeah, apparently he took another drop in Japan today when he was walking around. A couple twice he stumbled. So, and there's certain media outlets that follow every little drop he makes. So.
Oh yeah, no, I was watching that video over and over again.
I guess.
He really should have a minder. Because he's going to take a header going down the Air Force One staircase.
Yeah.
He's going to have the big splat and end up in a coma.
The problem with him is he tends to try to walk fast to show he's vigorous, which is probably a mistake.
You're not going to convince anybody of anything. Stop it.
It says here, several factors can contribute to the impact that encephalitis has on a patient, including what part of the brain's affected by the infection. And if the patient had previous cognitive issues, there were reports she's had previous cognitive issues, right?
I think it's case closed on her condition. But apparently, I don't know, because I keep reading these pompous, earnest pleas from various journalists and opinion writers. But please, I'm a woman and a feminist, and I've admired you all my career. Please step down with some dignity. It's like, don't you understand? She doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't know that she was sick for 3 months. She doesn't remember. Stop with your earnest pleas for dignity. There's nothing in the Constitution or in law that covers a situation like this. So she can go on blithely for the next year and a half, showing up, not showing up, making no sense, whatever. And
so you think she'll either die or 2024 will come around.
Right.
Well, then how is she going to announce she's not running or she is running? if she has no idea what's going on.
Remember there was a commotion about that?
Yes.
Because the staff
they
released
put out
a statement and she was like, "Who released that statement? I didn't authorize that. I haven't made that decision.
Well, yeah, I mean, I cleaned that one up, and it sounded like she just didn't know the statement had gone out already, but she knew about the statement, but that could be charitable.
Well, depends on what day. You know, stuff goes in, stuff goes out.
The problem as you age is that two things happen. Obviously, your body gets frail, and so does your brain. We got both going on now with Feinstein. She's neither there mentally and now physically. She's really just so diminished.
Political people are mostly sociopaths. All they want to know is that she'll show up and hit the green button or the red button for the vote. They don't really care. They don't care about her.
Oh, yeah. No. That's why they were yelling that she's got to come back here or she's got to quit. That's what the activists were saying.
It doesn't matter to them. As long as she's capable. The only reason they were upset, they're not worried about her health. They don't care if she lives or dies. These political people just wanted her vote to break the deadlock on confirming judges.
Right. And now we got Nancy Pelosi's daughter chauffeuring Feinstein around in her wheelchair, which some other people think is kind of odd.
No.
Nancy, the daughter.
It's all part of this sociopathic network. They want, she'll push the wheelchair because they want the judges voted on.
No, they do.
And anything else that requires that vote, since the Senate is so close.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you want to hear the podcast later, John and Ken on demand, that's going to be posted after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app.
We will have two rounds of the Moist Line. Of course, it's Friday. That's the tradition in the last hour of the show, which is now the 3 o'clock hour. So at 3:20 and 3:50, we'll play our Moist Line calls. Ever since the death of Alex Trebek, I've been a little obsessed over pancreatic cancer, and now we had the bass player for the Smiths who died at 59. You know what always creeped me out about? I said there'd be a lot of stuff on health today. Didn't I say that? I did.
Yes. Are you confronting your impending demise? Or?
Well, no. The thing that struck me, and every time I read about this, and Alex Trebek said this, is there's not a lot of symptoms. Mm. There's just not, or until it might be too late. So the first question you might have is, what is the pancreas, John Cobalt? It's like a Jeopardy thing. What is the pancreas?
Well, the pancreas is part of the digestive system.
It is an oblong organ. Located behind oblong.
Mine is a triangle, but
okay. Oh, then you have a special pancreas.
My organs are odd shaped.
Located behind the lower part of the stomach. It's between your stomach and your spine. What does it do? Produces juices that aid in digestion and makes insulin and other hormones.
Insulin is the big thing.
Yeah, absorbs sugar and
pancreas,
control blood sugar.
Goes haywire, you end up with diabetes.
That's right. And people who have diabetes have an increased risk of something like pancreatic cancer. It's the usual things. The risk factors are always the same. You smoke, you're fat, you have diabetes. You probably have a greater risk of everything happening.
Well, if you overload your diet with sugar, the pancreas wheezes out eventually, just gives up.
Right.
Because it can't handle all the sugar processing because it has to create insulin to eat the blood sugar. And if it doesn't create enough insulin, then your blood sugar rises and you get all sorts of unpleasant symptoms.
Right. So when I started looking at, if they're hard to detect, what are the symptoms in the early stages? What could you possibly look for? And I went down the list. And of course, up on the top is jaundice, the yellowing of the skin or eyes.
Well, that you should notice.
You should notice
if you're looking a little yellow today.
And it's not some bad tan or
No, it wasn't a bad
off thing that you tried. You could have pain in the stomach or the middle of the back. You could have nausea, vomiting, indigestion. You could be very tired. You could lose weight that you didn't expect. You could not be hungry. But the one that stood out is kind of two parts to this: dark urine or light colored stools and floating stools.
Oh.
And sure enough, it is true. Stool may float due to a higher fat content, appearing bulky, greasy, and unusually pale. And it is a possible symptom.
Bulky, greasy, and thanks for that.
usually what?
You just wanted to read that line. That's why you brought that up.
No, actually, I just found that. I saw floating stools this morning because the Daily Mail special had like this list of symptoms after this musician passed away. And I just took a quick glance at that, like a little chart, too. Yeah. And the one that caught my eye was in the corner. It said, floating stools.
Floating stools.
Yeah.
Miles.
My uncle died of pancreatic cancer about 2 years ago. It was awful.
Did he notice anything?
He just had a lot of pain in his stomach.
For a long time?
No, it wasn't really a long time. And they did some surgery, and they thought that they got the cancer out. I mean, you know, it's the same old story. You think you get the cancer, and it spread, and it was awful. I mean, it was...
Yeah, my uncle died of pancreatic cancer. It was in the 70s. He was also 59, just like this musician.
I think there's a genetic component.
I think there is, although, you know, when I look down the list, what they really circled? Alcohol. That excessive alcoholic consumption can also be a contributor.
No, that could be. Yeah, but Jimmy Carter's family, I think, was racked by a lot of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And there's people on one wing of my wife's family. Several of them had it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like brothers.
It did say it's possible, yes, that it can be hereditary. But it says here, rarely, it's called pancreatitis, can also run in families, called hereditary pancreatitis.
And that's inflammation?
But number one cause here, most often caused by long-term drinking of alcohol.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, it's abuse of the body. You eat too much, you drink too much, smoke too much.
I know, but then you said don't be a nag and let people enjoy their life. So
yes.
Some people get carried away when they enjoy their life because they eat too much, they drink too much.
Well, I know, but you have a balance. I'd rather have fewer years of enjoyment than more years of living like a monk.
I would agree with you. I remember, and I still remember this story. It's like 10 years old, but there's this small group of people that has decided that if they deny themselves food, they can live longer. Do you remember reading about that, John?
I have heard of that.
Yeah, and it came out of a study of like earthworms.
Well,
study.
Because they've done research, and there are certain creatures that if the scientists manipulated their calorie intake and made it really low,
right. Yes.
but enough to survive, but really low, and then they lived longer. And it's like, well, maybe that's good for an earthworm, because an earthworm doesn't even know it's an earthworm, right?
So you probably just couldn't find anything.
Yeah, so the earthworm doesn't really care that it's the oldest earthworm on the planet. That doesn't bring you... And I don't think being like 102 would give me any pleasure.
Oh, these guys want to go further. They want to go to like 120, 130. They want to get like the all-time records.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to them. I should look up those stories and see if they're still doing that.
Okay, but, you know, pretty much, you know, if you got really good genes, you might be able to be productive through your 80s, right? There's almost nothing left in your 90s. So if living to 110 means you're 90 for 20 years.
You're going to be the exception.
I'm not going to look forward to that.
You're going to be the person every now and then I read that there's some vigorous people that are 100. Vigorous meaning they can still walk and move around. And
yeah, but I mean, it's a one in a million shot.
We'll end this with a brighter note. There is one celebrity who has survived pancreatic cancer for quite a number of years. Do you happen to know who it is, John Kopeth?
No.
He just did a story last year. I want to see when he was diagnosed. It's Eric Idle of the comedy troupe Monty Python.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Time just did a profile on him last year about how I survived pancreatic cancer. And then, of course, it says it's a funny story because he's kind of a comedian.
Because he's with Monty Python, so of course it's going to be funny.
It's got to be some sort of just kind of a way of grabbing your attention in the headline. And often people with pancreatic cancer don't survive past 10 years.
I mean,
it looks like he was diagnosed in 2008 or 2009.
See survival rates of 5 or 10% for stuff like that, but, you know, it's somebody.
Right.
You know, you just hope to get in that 10% group.
Apparently, there's a woman also just mentioned. She's not a celebrity, but she was diagnosed in 1994, and she's still alive. So that's quite a survival rate. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And after 4 o'clock, you could hear John and Ken on demand, the podcast, and hear it all over again.
We'll continue next hour with the health stuff, those dangerous eye drops. An update on that story. Some people have died from certain eye drop products.
Full of news today.
Well, yeah, that reminds me, Deborah Mark, big earthquake, huh?
Oh, she's recording something.
Well, there was a major earthquake in the South Pacific today, 7.7, and it did start the tsunami warnings. Well, I started to pack. Boy, I live near the water. You never know.
Well, anything happen? Is there a tsunami out there?
Well, no.
No,
the warning was eventually rescinded.
Jesus, 7.7
waves as high as 10 feet. They thought could hit that. Remember that little island nation that always gets discussed with climate change, Vanuatu, I think it's called.
Yeah,
population 300,000. They are way out there in the Pacific. They revised the 10-foot estimate to 3 feet, but it doesn't look like any damage was done. The threat had passed.
I'm telling you, we're going to get a big one here. We are. I had to record something real quick, but yeah.
Waves over 2 feet high were recorded. It struck southeast of the Loyalty Islands in the French territory of New Caledonia at about 2 p.m. local time. And when you look at it on the map, it's closer to Australia, to give you an idea where it was, where the earthquake hit. But there were alerts for coasts within 600 miles of the earthquake epicenter.
The first reaction, of course, is a massive overreaction. Alerts everywhere, 10 feet, tsunami coming, and then people calm down and go, all right, well, maybe 3 feet.
Well, remember, the reverse is worse. Say nothing and everybody dies if it turns out to be tragic.
What I'm saying is they're not good at this. They're very definitive when they send out the warnings and exactly how high the tsunami is going to be. And then after a few minutes, it's like, well, maybe we just got a little crazy.
And just proving nobody's safe, the New York City area had a 2.2 quake today. Just south of Hastings on the Hudson. That's a town just north of New York City on the Hudson River.
You don't even feel that.
People did, though. They felt a jolt.
That's a fat guy falling out of a bathtub. It is.
Between 1737 and 2016, New York's experienced 550 earthquakes. There was a 5.9 in 1944 near the border with Canada, though. That's way up there.
Oh, 80 years ago. See? That's going to show up on a seismograph.
Now, speaking of they know nothing, this time it was Haley Smith, El Segundo Times staff writer, who was assigned to do something about the weather to scare people.
Last time
we checked in on this, it was going to be the snow melt, was going to flood everybody.
Are you talking about the El Segundo Times this morning? Their front page?
El Nino, yes.
Oh, my God.
El Nino is likely returning, bringing danger for California and the world. Quote, we need to be prepared.
I stopped to have lunch today, and I was reading that story while I was having lunch, and I started arguing with my iPad in public. I got so agitated at this L.A. Times.
You argue in your head, you're actually can
no,
be heard.
I'm actually pounding the table. This stuff makes me crazy because they just finished trying to scare everybody with the great snowmelt, right? And it's now May 19th?
It is.
A lot of snow has melted. Nothing's happened here.
No.
All right? It's been pretty warm in a lot of areas. And remember last year, it was a 91% chance of
La Nina,
and it was going to be a dry winter, which was going to lead to drought and wildfires and death and destruction.
That's right. They now, run with the damage. Now it's going to be terrible flooding.
It's a 90% chance of a wet La Nina. El Nino, excuse me.
It's El Nino, which means it could be warmer and wetter. La Nina is cooler and drier. El Nino. Right.
There's no El Nina.
No, that's La Nina.
That's the loser cousin.
This is what we get for picking up the Spanish terms, right? In fact, John, there's a 55% chance it could be a strong El Nino.
Wait a second.
55%? Effectively flooding the surface of the equatorial Pacific.
Okay. But, all right, this is the way I did the math, because at the beginning of the article, it was a 55% chance of it happening.
No, it's strong. There's actually a higher chance of it happening.
Is it a 55?
80% chance it'll be moderately strong. 55% chance it'll be strong.
But there's a 55% chance that it happens at all.
No, that's not the way I read this.
Well, there were two different parts in the story.
Yeah, I read it as a 55% chance it will be a strong El Nino, not that it'll just be an El Nino.
Well, that's a flip of the coin, isn't it?
Strong, but then there's an El Nino, a regular El Nino, which I took this to mean like 80% chance. But they don't know anyway. If they predicted a La Nina last year and that did not happen, and we remember famously years ago, they predicted a huge El Nino and Garcetti went crazy and they opened up this emergency office. Mm-hmm. They spent all this money preparing and it didn't happen. It happened a year later.
By the way, and constantly in the story, it's about, we need to be prepared. That's in the headline. And I'm sitting there at the restaurant. I'm going, what am I supposed to do?
But your bunker could get flooded.
Actually,
your bunker's not going to help you.
The worst place to go is my bunker, yeah. We've had leaks in the bunker room during wet winters.
You have?
The bunker room is at risk.
Yeah, you don't go there if we have
But the average person reads this hysteria, and this is just hysteria.
It's laughable.
What are you supposed to prepare for? What are you supposed to do?
Higher ground.
You get wet.
You should go to your mountain place.
Practice running up the stairs.
Move.
Move. There's all kinds of dangers. Well, you're going to have a bad year.
The way they wrote this, it's going to affect the whole Earth.
This year, we're going to have some big event. That is my prediction.
You know, I'm already stressed out about earthquakes. Every night, I worry about what's going to be, because it is going to happen. Well, and now I have to worry about floods and catastrophe with water.
We are so overdue for an earthquake.
I know.
Yeah, I mean... Every minute.
I don't know if the bunker is going to help there either.
No.
No. No. I'll be under.
That's just for Putin's bombs.
My whole house will pancake right on the bunker.
But you want an earthquake. You're excited for one.
I kind of enjoy them when they happen. You know, I don't want the roof to fall on my head. I have my house in shreds. But the actual, I love. Well, how can I put this? It's not nature exactly. It's the science of it. We're living on a planet that is so unstable, so prone to, you know, earthquakes or hurricanes, you know, volcanoes. I saw in Mexico City right now, there's a volcano that's spewing ash into the air. And it's like, you know, we're immersed in our silly little lives, and there's such greater forces below us and above us. They could just wipe us out in seconds.
But the chances are, like many before you, you'll live your entire life without any of these things happening.
But then you have to worry about your... I do. I worry about my kids and my grandkids. You know what? Honestly, I'll tell you what, real quick. I would be the happiest person in the world if there was a cure for earthquakes. If earthquakes were just wiped off the planet, right? And that we were never going to have an earthquake, I would be... so much more relaxed.
I don't think you can cure.
I know. I'm just saying. It's a hope.
This is
prayer.
Physics, not a disease.
Seismologists go in there and figure out a way to stop the earth from shaking.
I would be so happy. That would be the best thing ever.
It's not an infection.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm surprised that scientists haven't figured out a way to really predict. I've never gotten any kind of alert on my app.
No.
Right.
That's all nonsense.
Yeah. But honestly, that is my biggest stress in life. So I would be
your biggest stress.
Yes, 100%. Wow. That's how much I hate earthquakes. Yes.
Are you on any medications?
No, I'm not.
We
have
more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Maybe one prescription.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, the podcast, John and Ken on Demand.
All right, we'll be talking about those deadly eye drops with an update on the latest coming up after the news at 2 o'clock. You got to be careful
deadly
what you put
eye
in your
drops.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Dead? Yeah, well, in some cases, very few, but
right,
some.
Right, because your eyes can fall out, right? This was the story.
You could be blinded. You could take an eye out.
Yeah, people's eyes rolled out.
It's very sad. We'll have, of course, the Moistline callers in the 3 o'clock hour. San Francisco has been passed up for the number of homeless people by another California city. You might be surprised to find out where it is. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about San Francisco, and I find this one very circular in that obviously they have a drug problem, and then they have a problem with stores such as Walgreens closing. They kind of came together. Walgreens is handing over a bunch of money to San Francisco. We'll talk about all this in the big 2 o'clock hour. A topic on our show yesterday for a while was one of John's favorites. When is he going to ban this word, reparations?
It's coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Because I think the question is settled.
Yes.
It's settled.
It's settled.
Most of the public doesn't want to pay it. So it's a democracy.
You think so?
Yeah. I've seen the polling. The polling is overwhelmingly against it.
We took a vote?
Well, we will eventually.
Right, but we don't control the Sacramento legislature, and I don't know who elects those people, but they could vote to hand out money.
The Democrats aren't going to
do
that.
I don't think it's over.
I think it's over.
And now they're in a box because you set up a task force to study this for 3 years, and they come up with their recommendations, and then you do none, they're going to be in your face.
Okay, so? The secret is...
So, you say so, but you've seen what the state is like. These guys fold to that, and they actually control the purse strings.
Because they're 31.
You just fold your arms and say it's over. It's not over.
It's going to be over.
It's going to cost you money.
No, the backlash will be too great.
Most people in the state do nothing. Oh, they'll answer a poll. I don't like the idea. Then when it happens, they just shrug.
If they do,
just like they shrug over all the homeless people. They shrug over all the fentanyl. They shrug in this state. That's just the way it is to live in the big state. No, really, I believe that. I think that's a big problem.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with every single word you said. But some influential Democratic state senator was quoted in Skelton's column. And he says, I'm a hard no, but I'm not going to give my name for you to quote because I'll just be called a racist and all that crap. And I'm not going to deal with it. And I think he represents most of the Democrats in office.
He might. I mean, because would have to happen for them is this, for this to quietly die. But I don't know that the activists and the task force members are going to let that happen. They're going to stay on the case of these Sacramento Democrats.
On some issues, activists get their way for a little bit of time, like defund the police. That died an ugly death.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
And that's because crime started going up.
And why? Because
the politicians who were originally in favor of it kind of changed their mind.
Most of the public thought that was a really stupid idea, which it was. And if they do anything, it's going to be something inconsequential, like, I don't know, a few scholarships, a minor tax credit, you know, something that gets lost.
Yeah, that would be the graceful exit.
Right. But it's not going to be, you know, $800 billion. It's not going to be multi-million dollar checks sent out. Not with a $31 billion deficit. And those glory days of huge budgets are gone now. Crypto's not coming back.
The craze for reparations isn't just in California. We're going to play for you a piece of audio. It's from a city council meeting in Tampa, Florida, yesterday, where one man got up, and he was black, and he demanded $3 million to each black resident of the city. Here's part of what he said.
It's pedophiles sitting right in this room that have molested little children and have gotten away with it. And that's how white people treat us, as African people. They think our mentality is that of a little child, of little children. So they molest us and get away with it. Just like with this police review board they just came up with. No black person care about that. We tried it and it didn't work. No black person care about them speed bumps and them parks and recreation. They got old people coming out here talking about parks and recreation. What black people care about is our reparations. This city owe us, each and every black person in the city of Tampa, at least $3 million in reparations. And that's what's important. All this nonsense y'all talk about, all this nonsense, homelessness, and all this other garbage y'all talk about, police violence and all this stuff, don't nobody care about that. Don't nobody real care about that. We care about our reparations. And we have to put white people on notice that we want our reparations. That our four parents and us, we didn't work for free and underpaid and all this nonsense, and the white folks get away with it, and they talk about the great city they're building. No, we want our reparations, $3 million per person.
That's his own number. Yeah, I don't know where that number came from. I mean, San Francisco was talking about $5 million.
It doesn't come from anywhere. You just throw out a number. 8 million, 12 million, 32 million, whatever. Just throw out a big number.
He just pushed aside all the other problems, homelessness, fixing the parks, anything. You know, these don't matter.
He's right. Most people don't care about any of those issues. They really don't, which is why nothing. It's what you just said. Nothing ever changes because most people are, especially
they shrug and accept it.
They shrug and accept it. They get used to it, right? One of the most terrible things about human nature is its adaptability. It's a good thing and it's a terrible thing. And people have adapted to all kinds of degradation going on. But unless you have actual slave owners in your family, I think nearly everybody would say, I'm not paying.
$3 million.
Pay up, John.
You just say no. I don't have any slave owners in my family.
$3 million.
They're deducted from your taxes, from your paycheck.
No. All you have to do is say no. I mean, somebody had a great line the other day. Is like, you just say no to these activists, and then, you know, they, because they have such a short attention span, they'll move on to something else. So
right, they think they can knock you out of office, but
yes,
they can't.
No, they're not going to knock anybody out of office. It's always a small number of people. They're just really loud, and they're amplified because everyone's learned if you create enough drama and go on social media, it'll get amplified because all these eyeball-hungry websites, eyeball-hungry news stations are going to play it over and over again. And if you see a guy screaming and screaming and screaming all day long, eventually it's like, wow, this must be an important issue, or this must be an issue that a lot of people care about. And it's like, no, it's not. Most people have no intention of paying anybody any money. Right. And not just blacks, but anybody. Nobody wants to pay reparations for things that happened decades, hundreds of years ago. And if you know what? If you feel guilty about something someone else did 170 years ago, you can always write a check. You could always do your own contribution.
$3 million. Right.
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, is coming up next. An update from the CDC about the dangerous eye drop issue. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.